An Alliance police sergeant is facing charges after police say he was found intoxicated with guns and briefly ran from officers in Austintown. 27-year-old Ethan Griffith of Austintown was arrested near South Canfield Niles Road and Kirk Road after a Sunday morning crash. Police say a truck hit a utility pole. WFMJ-TV reports Griffith was located on foot and a search of his vehicle turned up multiple guns and tactical gear. He was arraigned Monday in Mahoning County Court. Charges include OVI, obstructing official business, and possession of firearms while intoxicated. A Hartville man has been sentenced in a deadly drunken driving crash in Summit County. 23-year-old George Taylor last month admitted to aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI charges in the May 2025 death of 18-year-old Isabel Grubaugh. Prosecutors say Taylor had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit when his car hit a pole on Maslin Road in Springfield Township. Grubaugh was a passenger and died at the scene. Taylor was given a 7 to 10.5 year sentence by Common Pleas Judge Jennifer Towle. A suspect in a Jackson Township shooting has his trial date reset. 24-year-old Quincy Coleman of Carrollton is charged with felonious assault. Officers responded December 9th to a parking lot in the 6400 block of Strip Avenue Northwest after a disturbance between two men. Coleman allegedly fired a single shot at another man before fleeing. No one was injured and no property damage was reported. Coleman turned himself in a week later. The trial, which was to begin Monday, was moved to July 27th in Common Pleas Court. A Canton man appeared in court after being arrested Friday on charges in connection with a May 31st incident in the city. 47-year-old Bradley Mason is charged with domestic violence and felonious assault. Police allege he assaulted his live-in girlfriend and mother of his child and also stabbed a man multiple times. He was arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $100,000. A status conference is scheduled for Thursday. A woman was injured in a house fire in Nimishillen Township Sunday night. Firefighters were called to the Ford Street Northeast address just after 8:30. The resident and a guest were outside when personnel arrived. The woman was burned and suffered a cut on her arm. The home is a total loss with damage to the building and contents estimated at $220,000. The state fire marshal was called to determine the cause. Stark County Family Court Judge Rosemarie Hall is retiring effective October 1st. The Stark County Republican Party is accepting letters of intent and resumes from those hoping to fill the spot. The party's executive committee will meet June 24th to recommend up to three candidates to Governor Mike DeWine, who will make the appointment. Attorneys living in Stark County may apply by 5 p.m. June 19th. Maslin City Council is moving to extend its temporary halt on data center construction as officials continue work on permanent zoning rules. During a Monday work session, members proposed adding another 2 months to the current moratorium, which is set to expire June 22nd. The Independent reports the extension would allow more time to finalize the ordinance, which could limit future data centers to heavy industrial zones and set requirements for utility capacity, noise controls, and infrastructure planning before approval. A final vote is expected June 15th. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is warning visitors at Leesville Lake about the potential release of hydrogen sulfide gas in parts of the Southwest Carroll County Reservoir. Officials say elevated sulfate levels flowing into the lake could be converted by microbial activity into the colorless gas, which often smells like rotten eggs. Exposure may cause eye, nose, and throat irritation and could create breathing problems for people with asthma. The Corps has closed the outlet works area where water is discharged into the lake and is monitoring conditions. Recreational use of the lake and fish consumption are not currently considered health risks. A Streetsboro man has pleaded guilty to attempted murder after police say he attacked a 70-year-old family member in April 2025. 58-year-old Richard McNeil entered the plea Monday in Portage County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say he struck the woman with a meat tenderizer and threw her down basement stairs following an argument. The victim suffered life-threatening injuries. Sentencing is pending. The Ohio EPA has issued a notice of violation to a Youngstown lab after it failed to timely report water test results for the East Palestine Village public water system. Officials say the required reporting period covered January through March of this year. State records show test results from January 26th, including radium-228 testing, were not submitted by the deadline. Cardinal Laboratories now has until July 4th to submit a corrective action plan to state regulators. The FAA is investigating a weekend plane crash at Youngstown-Elser Airport in North Lima. The Highway Patrol says a single-engine plane piloted by 70-year-old Christopher Tornello of Youngstown was accelerating for takeoff just before 12:30 Saturday afternoon when it veered left off the runway and struck a metal light box. The aircraft continued across a taxiway before coming to rest in a nearby field. Tornello and three passengers escaped without injury. Records show he was also involved in a 2022 plane crash in Liberty Township when his aircraft struck a tree during a landing attempt. No injuries were reported. A fire in an oxygen storage room forced the evacuation of a Majorie nursing home Monday afternoon. Firefighters responded to Addison Healthcare around 4:15. Officials say the flames were contained to the room and no injuries were reported. The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the cause. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.